بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We're doing the section on the letter that Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali had written to Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Tutla Sahab, telling him and informing him of certain of the conditions and requirements and requests that he has for his i'tikaf before he actually comes. So it is very interesting, as we mentioned, that these akabir, these elders, that how they think of everything, how they plan, how they take into consideration everything, so that they don't inconvenience anybody also, and at the same time, what work they're coming for, that work also gets accomplished. So just to quickly recap, if one of the first point that he mentioned is, I should be accommodated in a building that is under your management. In other words, in that masjid or that place where I'm staying, that it must be under your control. It doesn't be somebody else is basically making the instruction, somebody else is giving the laws and regulation, or somebody else wants it their way, then we might have a clash unnecessarily. We may want salah time to be at this time, we may even have to program at this time, they may want it another way. So it may be a problem, so make sure that it's under your, whichever place it is, it must be totally under your supervision. Then the other thing that he made mention there is the numbers that he had in previous gatherings, he mentioned in Pakistan, that it started off with 1,000 and it increased to a few thousand after that. So just to warn him, to tell him that you expect a big crowd, sometimes it happens. In the humility, they won't say that because I'm coming, the big crowd will come. They'll say, we had that experience in the past, that many people came. So he just wrote it in that way, that in the past that many people had come, few thousand. So if you are having it, then be sure that the place can accommodate so many people. The next point was, gifts will not be accepted from anyone, but those who are in the habit of sending from before. Those are the only people who will take gifts from, otherwise we won't take any gifts. And those people that are accompanying me on this trip, I will take care of their cost. You people don't pay for any of their cost. They are coming with me, you don't take any taklif of paying for their cost also. Whatever is their expenses, I will ensure that it gets paid. The next thing that he mentioned is, now gather as many zakirin as you can until the 15th of Sha'ban, but remember the exact time of arrival will be confirmed in the first week of Rajab. We mentioned that the decision would always be made in Rajab. So here he's saying that you try in the meantime to see how many people that are interested in making zikr, that are willing to gather for this i'tikaf. But remember something, that this is not a final decision of mine. That final decision will be made in the month of Rajab. Then he goes on to say that, I'm just mentioning this for your information purposes. I'm telling you, try and get as many by the 15th of Shaban, so that is for your information, not that I'm confirming by this to say in this letter now that definitely I'm coming. The next thing he says, I am very sick. You take responsibility for the stay with me for one day or stay for one day issue. I don't have the strength to go here and there. You have your own personal relationship with Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib and Hazrat Qazi Sahib. Take them wherever you like. I'm not writing this to you only. The same conditions were also laid out for Maulana Yusuf Murtala Sahib last year. So he's telling him, if you take responsibility that I don't have to travel one day here, one day there, go to this town, go to that town. I'm very sick, I can't manage traveling. But these other satis of mine, that you got the taluk with them, if you want, you can take them with you. But I can't manage to travel, so you take responsibility. Now look at this beauty of this last line that he had written. These buzrugs, when they write, they don't just write for no reason, there's a reason why they write. So now it's possible that he may just feel a little bit hurt, not hurt, or maybe feel that why he's putting so many conditions on me. So then he wrote there, that this is not only for you. Last time when I went to London also, I wrote to the Sheikh Maulana Yusuf Murtala Sahib, and I had the same conditions there, that I don't want to do these things, or these are the conditions that should be there. So in other words, it's not only for you. So don't feel as though that it's only for you. The person doesn't feel hard after that. If it, these are the general conditions that are there. Next point is, there should be no formalities in terms of food. I like the Chacha Saadi invitation of Shiraz. There should be no formalities in terms of food. These Muslims, they like simplicity. So he says that, I like the Chacha Saadi invitation of Shiraz. There was an incident of one student that his sheikh, he invited him home one day. And when he invited him, he laid it out. Different varieties, different foods, sweetmeats, like how we say, different causes. So he laid it out. So after the sheikh finished eating, the said just mentioned, oh, the invitation, the dawat of Shiraz, as though he's lamenting. How nice that invitation was, the invitation of Shiraz. So the student didn't understand. He thought maybe he didn't lay it out enough. So what he did, he called his sheikh again. On another occasion he called him. And this time he laid it out even more. So after the Sheikh had finished eating, he said, oh, the invitation of Shiraz. So now the student thought, maybe I still didn't get it right. So he called him for the third time, he called the Sheikh for the third time. And when this time he really went out of his way to lay whatever he could lay. So the third time the Sheikh sat down, he ate, and when he finished, he said again, oh, that invitation of Shiraz. So now the student was a bit perplexed. He said, oh Sheikh, tell me that, what did I leave out that I should have had here, that perhaps you ate at the invitation or you had at the dawat of Shiraz. So that Sheikh told him, okay, what you do, I'll show you what the dawat of Shiraz is. What you do, after a few days, you come visit me by my place. So the student was ready. After a few days, he went to the Sheikh's house to eat. So what the Sheikh did was he took out some dry bread, and he took out leftover food. He took out leftover food and some dry bread, and he told him, eat this. And they ate that. He said, this is the dawat of Shiraz. He said, this is the dawat that I like. Simple food, just like this, leftover food, simple bread, this is what I like. So this is what I was referring to, over that dawat of Shiraz, where the food is simple. Why? They don't like extravagance, they don't like wastage. They, in their minds, they know that there's so many poor people around the world, so many people don't have food, and we're sitting and eating lavishly, and we're sitting and eating like this. And not only that, how much of time goes when there's so many different varieties. So they also are very, very considerate about the time. Before there was one Buzruk, and what he would do is just take that wheat, and he would just gulp it with some water. He says, by the time I take this wheat, and I make it into dough, I crush it, and then I make the dough, and then I bake it, and then I eat it, how much of time will go? All I need to do is, I need this thing for my energy. So he should take that thing, gulp it with some water. He says, this will do the same thing, and then he'll carry on with his ibadat. Where have we got time to wait in cooking and preparing and serving? So this is what Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah is saying, that I like the Chacha Saadi invitation of Shiraz. The truth is, I lose my appetite when there's a variety of dishes. I lose my appetite when I see too many dishes on the table. There should be one or two types of food at the most, nothing more. Umar radiallahu anhu used to use his whip when anyone cooked more than two dishes. We are considered the elders. We should at least try to adhere to the ways of our predecessors. In his letter he's saying that we are considered to be the elders. At least we should try to follow in their footsteps so that we can be an example to other people. Then he goes on to point number six. There are 7 points, inshallah, we'll finish it today. Since discussion have already started about coming to your place, and I heard that the trip to your place is 6 to 7 hours long, I'm extremely anxious and tense. I heard that there is a charter plane that brings people going for Hajj and returns without any passengers. If this is true, please let me know. I'm very frightened. I'm also sick, frail, and my feet are in the grave, whilst my friends are still young. See, many of my satis are still young. They got a lot of energy. But my feet are already in the qabr. So if there is a charter plane, in those days there used to be a charter flight taking people to Hajj. So what they would do is that charter plane would take from South Africa, going to Medina or Makkah Sharif, and when he should come back to fetch Hujjaj, he should come back empty. So this is what the Sheikh is talking about. If there is such a charter plane like that is coming to pick up the passengers empty, let me know, and also let me know what the cost is, so that I can arrange for that. So he says, I would also like to know the cost of the ticket and what times it departs from Medina Sharif. So the Sheikh at this time was staying in Medina Sharif. I am so worried about the 8-hour trip. May Allah Ta'ala fulfill your wish of many years, he's saying, Mawlana Yusuf Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, may Allah Pak fulfill your wish of many years and make it the most beneficial. Otherwise, I never went on vacation trips even when I was young. As the Sheikh said, even when I was young, I didn't go for any holidays. So may Allah Pak accept this trip and your desire to call me to you, but know that I'm not even coming there for a holiday. Even when I was a young boy, when a person is young, then they have more desire to go for holidays. Now, when they get older, then person doesn't want to go so much for holiday. So he's saying, even when I was young, I didn't even go for any holidays. So don't, in other words, hinting indirectly, don't think that this trip is going to be some type of holiday to go here, seeing this and going sightseeing here and going there. I didn't go for all this when I was young. In other words, I got no interest in this also now. The plan is not yet, one more time he's saying, that the plan is not yet confirmed. That will take place in Rajab. But if I am to come, please make our friends understand that I do not want to be taken anywhere for 1 or 2 days. I don't have the strength to do so. Wassalam, written by Habibullah for Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Allah Pak give us tawfiq to continue. Some important points from there is that a person must be happy to eat simple food. Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Rahmatullahi Alayhi, one sati of his was telling me that one day he came, he was sati accompanied him and came home. So Hazrat looked it was the lunchtime after Zohar Salah. So he looked on the stove and he seen that there was no pots there. So he said, no, no problem, just wait. He opened the fridge, he took out some food from yesterday, he warmed it up himself, and he served his friend and he sat down and he ate. Thinking that there was no food prepared, he didn't make any issue, he didn't ask, nothing. He just took out what was there from yesterday, warmed it up, and he sat and he ate with his sati. He says, after he just finished off, then Appa from the room called out to Maulana and said, you know what, the food is in the oven. She kept the food, she had prepared the food that she kept in the oven. But he says, without a frown or anything, Maulana said, Jazakallah, to keep her heart also happy, he said, Jazakallah, so that she'll think that he's taking the food. But no complaint and no frown that no food is not ready. No problem from the fridge, what is left over. And the sati is also telling me, the Hazrat told him, that I got a nice recipe for you, a nice solution for you, that this will solve any type of problem, that you won't get upset at all when the wife doesn't have the food ready. You won't get upset at all. What you do is every day you eat yesterday's food. Every day you eat yesterday's food. So what your wife cooked yesterday, you eat that today. So you'll never have a situation when the food is not ready. Every time you go take the food from the fridge, warm it up and you eat it yourself, then you'll find that you'll never get upset with your wife that the food is not ready. See how simple these buzuruks were. But yet they carried on with their work and they carried on whatever they needed to do. They didn't have any problems. The food was their last concern. Unfortunately, in our country, in the way we live, one of our biggest concerns is our food. Whether it's the time of iftar, whether it's the time after Tarawih, whether it's the time of Seri, everything is all about food. But these buzuruks, it was not about food, it was about the work. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.